Access Messenger while we are... Wait, maybe we can... Ooh! All right. I just learned something. This has been a day of discovery.
The future is now, old man.
That's right. So, listen, if...
If
by
what?
Chance, because I hit you with six of these things. If we don't have time for all of them,
let no, me no, know. It's fine. It's laid out. I don't feel like screwing with it anymore. I just right now I'm just right now I'm just motivated to get us in between the songs.
All right, awesome.
I am ready to boogie.
So we can talk. Album availability, no gigs,
right?
Girl tones,
yep.
Dinner dogs.
All right. Let's see. I'm not going to try to do anything fancy. I don't really have. You're not coming through a board per se. Or at least you're coming through the same channel I am. So,
okay.
All right. So. Yeah, I'm like Ed Norton over here. All right.
Oh man, I love that guy.
Art Carney,
they say
was
he
genius.
Was never the same after American History X.
God damn it. Okay. Not. All right. I'm going to figure out a way to mute you until I'm ready for you.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I just did.
I can.
No, you're gone. You're gone, dude. Well, if it were downhill a little more, Johnny's Tractor would make it all the way. Welcome on to the local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company on 98.3 The Edge. On the horn, all the way from the farm in Farm Out Records, I would imagine. We are on Facebook Messenger, as I've done a number of interviews during the pandemic. This really isn't necessarily pandemic-related so much as got to get the hay put away before it rains tomorrow.
That is the struggle. So, yes, what a time to be alive. Thank you so much for accommodating me at this late hour, 7 o'clock on a Thursday night. Lottie, I should be in bed.
Yeah, it's 10:36 on Wednesday night right now. As you well know, Johnny Thompson, I don't make allusions to the audience that this is a live production. Because clearly I'm at home and clearly you're on the phone and,
so close, so far away. So,
right. We are both coming from our, respective, semi-rural, locations in Barron and, Allen, respectively. You've got new music here, that sounds like nothing from Barron or Allen. And the availability is forthcoming. First of all, instead of me making a fool of myself, tell us the title of your new album and why.
Oh, with pleasure. The album is called L'Incident International, and I have been touting this fictitious, mythological work on your programming for years. This thing was started in 2011 and it sat on the back burner off and on between front burner, back burner for 9 years and was just wrapped up during this past spring when everybody suddenly had a little bit of extra time.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it got finished and it is out. It has been spinning around the globe since late June, and I'm sitting on two boxes of the hard copies, one of which is the deluxe hard copy release with 10 bonus tracks, warts and all. So, yeah, it's they're not doing any good to anybody sitting here on my desk. So
you didn't spend money on them for furniture. You need to.
No. By Monday, hopefully at the latest, these will be available. two places. If you're in the Bowling Green area, do swing on by Mellow Matt's Music and More, where they will be available exclusively. Or if you're through the Ville, stop in and say hello. Well, text or ring first so I can raise the drawbridge when the building is still on semi-lockdown. But, yeah, I they're here at Scottsville Conservatory, too. So it's kind of a lottery. Will you get the just standard release or the deluxe hard copy release? Many will win. Few will enter. I mean, no, wait. Strike that.
No, that sounds that. That sounds
many
better.
Many will enter. Few will win. Yeah, that didn't sound right at all.
No, no, that's – listen. False advertising is completely fine. You're an artist. See, it's part of your performance, okay?
Yeah, so. It's like doctoring a resume.
Yeah.
Gilding the lily, they call it.
Boy. So anyway.
That's what the kids are calling it these days.
That's right. With their TikTok. which sounds like one of your song titles, incidentally. So we're going to hear first a song. Yeah, right. I can read, and it's called Brazil. And then I'm going to let you take the perhaps Inuit or whatever that is, title of the second one. And then the third one is called Como Está?
Sure.
So what is the title of I believe it's track 6 on the album?
Yeah, it's Tunak Tunak Tune. And a quick aside, a backstory to this project period, for 3 consecutive years as a diversity state manager for the Bowling Green International Festival. Part of the deal was I got to bring my band, and this was, you know, we're a Scottsville band, but it was like Halloween for this Scottsville band. We got to try to pass ourselves off as international men of mystery.
Yes.
And, you know, so we just did a set of foreign language music, and after the third and final year, it's like, we should record this. Like, it would be a, you know, 1, 2, 3 snap and be done. 9 years later, it is. But, yeah, this there's a little bit of everything. But, yeah, Tunak Tunak Tune is one of the 2 Indian songs. And I'm not sure if this is... Now, this is the one in Punjab, yeah. The other one's in Hindi.
Well, it's an important distinction that I'm glad you made, because we all would have been very confused if you hadn't told us that going.
We would have been called out.
I know, like, right?
That is not Punjab. That is, he's got it backwards.
Stop. But we'll start down in Brazil. The new
sweet
new stuff here from Johnny Thompson. Local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company on 98.3 The Edge.